Proverbs 5. Warnings against sexual sin. My child, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen to my words of understanding. Be careful to use good sense. Watch what you say. The words of another man's wife may seem as sweet as honey, her mouth be as alluring as olive oil, but in the end she will bring you sorrow. She is as sharp as a two-edged sword. She's on the way to death. Her steps are headed straight to the grave. She gives no thought to worthy goals in life. She does not realize that her ways are wrong. Now, my sons, listen to me. Don't ignore what I say. Stay far away from such a woman. Don't even go near the door of her house. If you do, then you will give away your vitality to others, and the best years of your life will be given to someone who is cruel. Strangers will enjoy your wealth, and what you've worked so hard for will go to someone else. You will groan at the end of your life. Then your health will be gone. Then you will say, "I hated discipline. I wouldn't listen when I was corrected. I would not listen to my teachers. I paid no attention to what they taught me. I have come very close to being completely ruined in front of the whole assembly and the community." Be faithful to your own wife. She is like your own well of fresh water. You would not drink from streams flowing in the city streets or in the public squares. These things are yours alone. Don't share them with strangers. May your wife be happy. Find your joy in the one you married when you were young. She is as lovely as a deer and graceful as a doe. May her breasts always satisfy you. May you always be captivated by her love. My son, don't be infatuated by a sexually immoral woman. Don't caress the bosom of a promiscuous woman. The always present one sees everything you do. He watches wherever you go. An evil man will be caught in his evil ways. The ropes of his own sins will tie him up. He will die because he cannot control himself. He will be led astray by his own foolishness, which was huge.